It's 26 minutes after 7, it's BBC Radio Berkshire. The company behind plans to build new rail links between Slough and London thinks it can find investment by the end of the year. It's the Windsor Link Railway, and it would see a new station replace the current two stations in Windsor and a new line built to Waterloo. Well, phase one of the project would cost an estimated £150 million, and George Bathurst is the managing director of the WLR. Morning to you, George.
Good morning.
A lot of people thought you were a bit mad to propose this. You're the one laughing now, aren't you?
Well, we're really pleased with the progress we've made. It's good to have sort of like some of the official authorities saying that, yes, they have no objection to this and that we're clear to go ahead.
Well, remind us what this proposes. What is it you're looking to do?
Well, phase one of the Windsor Link Railway will link the Thames Valley to southwest London via Windsor. And that corrects an historical anomaly where there were two railway companies that didn't acknowledge each other's existence in Windsor, and there's two dead-end lines. So our proposal really is to connect those dead ends up with a short 300-metre tunnel that then allows through services and much better services both for people of Windsor and throughout Berkshire.
So you get rid of the two old stations and turn them into what?
Well, the two stations' buildings would stay. Of course, it's train services that are important for travellers, not so much the stations themselves. One station is already a shopping centre mostly, and the other station is a beautiful building, and I'm sure there's many other uses we could use for it. And there'll be a new station and a more convenient location in the centre of town.
And where would you put the new station?
We're not quite sure yet, but it will be somewhere along the line of very close to where the existing central station is.
So you're going to put a tunnel under Windsor itself. Tell me how long the disruption will go on for to build something like that, because it doesn't sound as if it's something I want going on in my backyard, really.
No, we're quite fortunate that Windsor's faces away from the river, unlike Richmond that's sort of right on the river. Windsor sort of faces away, so most of the people who live in Windsor are away from there, so we're fortunate about that. We're not sure yet, we haven't done detailed design yet, and there's also a cost implication on how quickly and what time of days the work's done, but it shouldn't be too much. Major infrastructure like this obviously takes some time, but I'm hoping it will be less than a year, certainly less than 2 years.
All right, final question. I know you're saying you've got potential investors. Potential's all very well. How realistic is it that you're going to get all the money by the end of the year?
Well, it's quite important to estimate, to emphasise that we've got a lot still to do on the railway. We don't know for definite yet that we can do it. You know, Network Rail will be very keen to emphasise in their speak that, you know, that lots more work needs to be done before the forecast can be considered robust and things like that. So we've got a great deal of due diligence to do and reassurance for investors. So nothing certain, that needs to be emphasised. But it would be a really great addition to both the visual aspect of Windsor and transport in the region if we could do it.
George, thank you very much indeed. George Bathurst there, and in a statement, Network Rail have told us that they'll continue to invest billions of pounds to improve the railway, and private sector investment can complement this. And